or good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show. Hope people are having a good Labor Day. Our country is in a crisis. Our republic hangs by a thread. I'm going to go over rapports. We got the, I just emailed that out. I haven't gone all the way through it. It's amazing how they try to slide around this stuff. And what's even more amazing is how many of these federal criminal charges of people are putting in jail with total nonsense. Now, I don't know whether the attorneys don't know, don't care to know, or they won't go there. I know one of them said something about you can't do this, burning something or other. You can't do that. That's Bernhoff. And he's a very well-known attorney. And I gave him some information. Well, you can't bring that up. Well, yeah, right. Not if you want to keep a law license. Not if you want to get around. If you want to sit on the... One thing that I'm going to be doing that anybody can do is, first of all, I don't like liars. Anybody's a liar, I'm not interested in them. Because what is to be gained by a liar? That's one of the most... Look at your Bible. I don't think the Creator thought too much of liars. Of the Messiah. No. What's to be gained by a liar? You can't, there's nothing to be gained unless you're in bed with them and a criminal and evil. That's it. There's nothing else to be gained because you can't rely on anything. Why even listen to them talk? It's a lie. I don't get it. These people are out after Hillary. I just, they're evil, demonic, shape changers. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them. Stupid? Eyes and ears are closed? I don't know. But something that everybody can do. Let's get on the telephone, volunteer, call up the Trump, and get on, find out in your state. I got found out in mine. I'm going to start making telephone calls, and I've been able to donate a limited amount of money. Our liberty is at stake this year, and I'm not overstating it. If Hillary would, for whatever reason, ever get elected, we're done. This republic's going down the tubes. There'll be civil war. There's going to be all types of stuff. Probably a world war. It's that critical. And I don't know, I just can't believe that what I'm hearing on this stuff. It's just amazing. I found out today that first thing with Fox News where Trump took on Megyn Kelly, and then all three of them were ordered to bring down Trump. So he was right on. See, he's got the cojones to stand up and fight. He really does. Ron Paul really disappoints me. I'm thinking maybe he was a shill now because he won't support Trump. What's wrong with Trump? Everybody said, well, he's a bully, he's this. Wait, where are your facts? You don't trust him, okay? What is it that you don't trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust a liar? Sheesh. I don't know. I couldn't make this stuff up again. It's just beyond belief. Anyway, enough of that, because you people can find all those sorts of things on other RANs or Drudge or WorldNet Daily or the Liberal Daily Mail's got a lot of stuff. You just have to wade through it to the nonsense. I want to talk about the trial that was supposed to be that Judge Sinek absolutely said that the guy could bring up the law in the trial. We got the transcript. He said we could do that. And when I say we, I'm not an attorney, not representing. So let's get that disclaimer out there. I'm just working, assisting, giving information to Robert. But when I say we, otherwise it gets to make misstatements here. But I'm just probably going to say we or me. But it's Robert. I provide legal information, not attorney, not a counselor at law. It's your decision what you choose to use or not use or to throw it away. Not my problem. Anyway. He absolutely guaranteed that we could talk about the law during the trial. I got the transcript. He didn't allow that. So the first day when we went in, I was up there. I was allowed to sit away from the table, inside the bar, though, but I could hand paper to Robert, but I couldn't sit at the hallowed table. Well, who in the hell cares to sit there where all the attorneys sit anyway? No, thank you. That's Lucifer's little thing. That's fine. That worked. Just it didn't make any difference. So I had to write on a pad and hand it to him. It's just no big deal. So we had to redo the questions because they were to bring out to where we could bring in and have the law showed and say, you know, do you have any knowledge of this law? Or if you can't bring it, oh, boy, you can't talk about the law here. Oh, my God. Holy jeez, just facts. What facts? Let me give you a brief overview of the whole trial, and then we're going to go into Judge Senek's thing, which is, he must think we're, well, they've been getting away with this type of nonsense that they did in him. They ain't going to work. Not in a bench trial. Not going to fly. What are some of the main things that happened during that trial? Well, first of all, the judge and the prosecutor are working together. And the judge had to help the prosecutor on even how to lay foundations for some of the objections. They need to get a better signal system. Maybe they need a little canned, a little buzzer or something, you know, that the judge can have up there where you don't see and it shocks the Hauser. Objection! Something like that, you know, instead of signs by his face or whatever. Some of the things that are essential elements that nobody in the whole place knew, except maybe the judge, but of course he came down off the bench several times trying to help Hauser. Federal tax liability. They love that word. Federal income tax liability. Wait a minute, you know, there's a slight problem here, because you see, I can say that they owed a Minnesota income liability. Really? On what? Income on... their tax or a Minnesota tax liability. What the hell does that mean? Income taxes? Property taxes? Use tax? Sales tax? Road fee taxes? What are we talking here? I don't understand why nobody brings up, first of all, what type of tax are we talking? There are five subtitles in Title 26. Subtitle A is a Part 1, income taxes. By the way, for only four citizens of the United States, and we can prove that conclusively. Subtitle B, gifts of states. That's Part 20. Subtitle C, Part 31. That's employee-employer relationship. That's the statutory employee relationship versus the common law employee-employer relationship, and that comes out of the Social Security Act of 1935. But guess what? There is no deficiencies. You can't have a deficiency for that benefit. You can't have a Subtitle C tax. It says so in 6211 and 6212. It only lists deficiencies. If the IRS is going to come after you and say, oh, we've got a determination of deficiency. Really? Can't happen. Not on wages, not on any of this stuff. It's nonsense. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of it. But so it says A, Subtitle A, Subtitle B, D, some excise taxes like on alcohol that's embedded. That's it. A couple of chapters. So now there's a Subtitle C, employment taxes out of Social Security. There is no deficiency, nothing on wages, none of that. Doesn't exist. Subtitle D, that's an excise tax. Not a bunch of nonsense. There's four or five chapters. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with you, me, or the fence post. Subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. I don't think I'm making brew, but God, I wish I was. You think it might be indicative that they would at least know what subtitle of tax they're dealing with? They can't. Nobody brings us up in these trials. I don't have a damn clue why. I have no idea why. So, there's got to be nobody in that whole testimony even had a clue of the different five types of taxes. Nobody. Everybody testified, even the experts, the two experts, the one on collection from the state, the McGraw and Lynch, whatever his name is, from the did an audit. They didn't even know what kind of tax they were trying to, one is did an audit and didn't even know what kind of tax he was doing an audit on. That's in the testimony, sworn testimony. That should be enough right there to say, hey, wait a minute. What are we doing in this court? Why are we here? You don't even know what kind of tax you're after. That's the first thing, major issue. 1099s. Nobody had a clue what employee and non-employee compensation means because it's not defined for a purpose. It's not defined. Well, the question becomes, how do you know? Because the Hauser kept bringing up, oh, it's income. We objected, or a rapper did, Richard. Oh, we just go ahead. Well, how do you know it's income? Who made that determination? There's a couple of definitions of income that have nothing to do with anything in Title 26 about railroad stuff, but the definition of in Subtitle A of anything to do with income is not defined. And that's a fact. It's not there. So that was allowed. So 1099 means what? It's an unsigned form. Somebody, and one of them, well, I relied on the accounting firm to make sure it's right. The other gal that took out money, well, I rely on QuickBooks program. Oh, can we bring in QuickBooks and put that QuickBooks Pro software under thing? All of these 1099s, every one of them, have you got any training internal revenue laws? No. Do you have any training on the Minnesota revenue laws? Do you have any? Are you going to look any of these terms up? Nope, 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 and nope. I'm a dumb little robot. So with a piece of paper, and I did look and see here, but the only way they can make that piece of paper, I'm going to get into here in a little bit, they have to do what's a laundering type thing. They try to run it through business records, 803. So I put in a piece of toilet paper that said Richard is a pedophile. And we go to launder it, make it come out as a business record that he's a pedophile. Does that prove? What the hell does that prove? Under hearsay. Nothing. No signature, no nothing. Courts have already, even the stupid tax court of the United States has ruled you can't rely on 1099s. Got to be something else. They started off back in the 1960s and 1940s for employees. Then they changed to dividends. 26 CFR 31.6054-1 or 4, I think it is. It says what that form is used for. Dividends, three of them. Oh, I don't know. We can't talk about any of that stuff. Is it in the thing? No. So what did the 1099s do? They don't prove a damn thing. Nothing. Nobody knows what kind of tax it is. Doesn't know what the 1099 is used for at all, other than I've told, well, why do you use it? Well, because the IRS tells me to do it, or because I got a letter, or because of what? I think I've got to do it, so I'm going to do it. Based on what? Well, I don't know. I have no idea why I'm doing it other than everybody's doing it, and I got to do it. The IRS told me to do it. Then the gal that took out the money, well, why did you take out? Because the got a letter from the Minnesota Revenue Department, told me to do it, so I just did it. I get a letter and I go take it out money. Wow. Based on what law? I don't know. But they told me to do it. Boy, this is really clear. We got a whole bunch of robots out there, zombies. Tried to bring up taxpayer. Oh no, we're not gonna do that. We can't talk about taxpayer. I'm going to get into that in a minute, how he tried to walk around it. He can't do that. It's a term. And if you're not a taxpayer, you got no business being there. Oh, we're not going to prove that. Subject to jurisdiction error. That's the game they play. Always subject to. Well, we just, how did we get subject to? By our signature somewhere. And there is a presumption. This is how ludicrous it is. And then Hauser at the end, he said, that's voluntary. Taxes are voluntary. Wait a minute. How does something that's voluntary become an obligation with a known legal duty? Can't go there, folks. I mean, words have to have some meaning. I did not volunteer to do this. They don't want to talk about the implied in-law contracts. That's what a 1040 is. You want a benefit, and you sign up for the benefit. No, just like a credit card, just like a loan from a bank. It's a benefit. You want to use something for time. Oh, well, we're not going to talk about that. We can't bring any of this stuff up. No. Doesn't do any of these type of things. This is basically the overview. I wasn't there for the... We're going to leave the transcript for the day that Richard was there. But he wouldn't let him bring up the issues of the law when he was there. What? Hey, man, it's just me and you, Judge. Well, we can't get that on the record. We can't. We don't want to have that. Can't do that. But wait a minute, you said we could. So we, that's one of the things is you didn't provide a bona fide bench trial by your own words. You said in your words we talked the law in the trial. Absolutely. That's why the issue of the bench trial. And the law has to attach to it. Nope. Didn't go there. How do you do this? This is just I'm telling you, and I've seen enough briefs and read enough nonsense from these people. It's just unbelievable how they try to walk around this stuff. And they make little deals. But now, how do we know, first of all, that this guy, just looking at his thing here, is specific findings of fact and conclusions of law. How do we know that he's an inquisitor? Well, guess what? He is, and I'm going to see what page is that on. Undersigned, before the undersigned judge. Do you know what an undersigned is? I've already been through that in Alaska. White, up here. She says she's a Superior Court judge. Pushed on whether, said, you don't have an oath of office as a public officer. We have an employee affidavit that you are. We have another oath, but you have no office. Well, back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I think we're back live. Okay, it's amazing here. I don't know what happens, but anyways. So, how do we know that he's an inquisitor? Well, like I say, he starts off undersigned. Undersigned judge. Why would he say that? Undersigned means a signed legal document that's at the end of a thing, a legal document. Why would he say that? Because he's not a bona fide, it was not an adversarial hearing. But it gets down to, and you go down to the next one, that lets these thing is, lets that these guys know that what's going on here, is anytime you find this type of nonsense here, he said, well, let's go down here and take a look at it. Even if the court were to assume defendant is not a United States citizen, that is not what we said. It's a citizen of the United States. These things are all different. He just muddled, he's all over the place. U.S. citizen, United States citizen, citizen of the United States of America. Just all over. Under 26 CFR 1.1-1, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States and to the extent provided in 871B and 877B. On the income of non-resident alien individual. While the defendant argues he is not a citizen of the United States, he does not dispute that he is a resident of the United States. Under all these three plausible options for defendants, United States citizen, non-resident citizen, non-resident alien, the defendant is still obligated to pay. Based on what? But what shows that this guy is that you're in an inquisitorial court? Well, you see, in the world of inquisitions, like the Star Chamber was, you got to answer all the questions that sound like when books and records, right? If they don't like what they do, they get around and go against you. And then Congress put in 28 U.S.C. 1746 that is taken as evidence. So that's why you always see these IRS, well, I have a declaration. This is evidence. Yeah, in the inquisitorial world. But under the Title 26, 7491, burden of proof. I say you're a pedophile. You say, no, I'm not a pedophile. I say you're a pedophile. I say, no, you're not a pedophile. It goes back and forth. And an adversarial court does not work that way. That's inquisition. Anytime you say, well, you didn't deny it. Really? I didn't deny that I'm president of the United States. Am I president of the United States? Wow, damn, let me move in. I'm coming. Jeez, how stupid is this nonsense? Burden of proof. Inquisitorial stuff. You got to have knowledge, first-hand knowledge of something, or they run stuff under, like say, business records is another one, or public records, which is one of the reasons why you need to get your status into the public record certified copy. Then it's self-authenticating. What's this burden of proof nonsense? He didn't deny he was a resident of the United States. He does not dispute that he is a resident of the United States. Under all three plausible options, citizen, non-resident citizen, or non-resident alien, defendant is obligated to pay. Well, how did he get from here to there? He just made it up. There's no connection. He just makes a statement. What do we call that? That's an inquisition. It's an ipsy dixit determination or ipsy dixit bonification. I said it, therefore it is. That's how they try to get around that. They just make these statements that there's no connection between the law and the facts. And the bottom line is, did Hauser or anybody put in any information that any foundation of rapport status. Did they dispute it? No. Well, what's the judge doing in this middle trying to make up this evidence? Where's the evidence? Doesn't exist. How come he doesn't use the burden of proof on him? Oh, that's right. We're not having an adversarial hearing. We're having an inquisition. I just said it so therefore it must be so. Now, the 1099s. That's what this thing is based on. An unsigned piece of paper generated by a QuickBooks or an accountant's office. And they kept using the word income. Oops, we'll be back in a minute.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're back here. So, this is really slick, but it's total dang nonsense. It's how they can't use any of the term definitions. The thing we have to understand now that I finally figured this out is what they do is they intermingle, just like the 14th Amendment, they intermingle a constitutional statement with the land of Oz. And what is the transition? The word that they use a lot? How do I no longer become a citizen of one of the several states? How do I transition? What are the two words usually used? Subject to. Subject to. I am subject to. Well, wait a minute here. Then if I was subject to, what is subject to? It's got to have a meaning. It does. It can be liable, it can be subordinate, inferior, obedient to, governed, or affected by, provided that, provided or answerable. Oh, we're not going to talk about that. How did I get subject to? Well, this is the game that they're playing right here. It's really, it's amazing. It's really not, once you see it, it's pretty simple. But it's, let me get up here to this. Whoops, I lost it here. Let me find that again here. Subject to, it's really slick what he tried to do with the taxpayer. Because he kept saying, well, you don't have to be a taxpayer to do this. Well, wait a minute, how did we get here if I'm not a taxpayer? In Minnesota, a, quote, taxpayer is a person subject to or liable for a tax imposed by a law administered by the Commissioner of Revenue, or person required to file a return or pay a tax imposed by a law administered by the commissioner. Well, first of all, we got to have a problem here. Administered by a commissioner. Now, wait a minute here. You know, last time I checked, I thought the executive was in charge of that administering the law. I thought the legislature made it. This is what I thought. I don't know what I've been taught. I thought the legislature of the several states enacted law or Congress. Then I thought the executive put it into effect. And then I thought the judicial was supposed to adjudicate it or make determinations of law. What do I know? So there's the first problem. Now we get to, and I'm going to go back up here for one thing, because this is a key to all of the Administrative Procedures Act nonsense. And it's in, let me find that. I didn't put that in my folder today, but it'll take me just a minute to get to. It's in 551-4. It's just amazing. It's right there, been in front of it, and this has not ever been adjudicated that I've found so far. Nobody's ever wanted to talk about it. It's right there in black and white. Why? Why is nobody talk about this? What is a rule? That's 5 U.S.C. 551-4. Rule. Everything for any federal administration has to start with this. That's the beginning. And then they go all kinds of different places. But this is the beginning. This is the starting point, a rule. No matter how they do about it, whether they do memorandums or however nonsense they want to do, it's always a rule. Means a whole or part of an agency statement. You know what a statement is? It's a statement of fact. A statement. A statement. Why should it so? A statement. Of general or particular applicability and future effect, designed to implement. Damn, I was really thought we had three branches of government. I thought the executive implemented things. I didn't know that an agency could do that. Comma, interpret. Well, damn, oh boy, my education has been lacking because I thought the judicial branch interpreted things, the law. Really? Or prescribe law. Prescribe law? Congress says agencies can prescribe law? There's your three branches, right there. 5 U.S.C. 554. 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4. There is a total overthrow of the Constitutional Republic. Sitting right there in one sentence. We got the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. All right there. They tell us what they're doing. Why is nobody taking this on? Well, there's any smart lawyers out there. It's a hell out of me. Anyways, so let's get back to this. Let's see what this guy is talking about. Let's see how he makes this transition here. It's amazing. He said, okay, a taxpayer is a person subject to, which we know there's all kinds of things, or liable, or a tax imposed by a law administered by the Commissioner of Revenue. So it's not the executive, it's a commissioner. He's in the administrative world. Or a person required to file a return or pay a tax imposed by a law administered by the commissioner. A law administered by the commissioner. I did not know that he was executive, but what can I say? 280-290.01. I'm reading on 11. If anybody's on the IRS list to download this, I just sent it an email. Subdivision 6. Taxpayer is any person. There are a whole bunch of different types of people that are persons. Subject to, there's another one, a tax imposed by this chapter. It is important to note that the obligation to pay taxes does not, now this is his statement. It is important to note that the obligation to pay taxes does not arise out of being labeled a taxpayer. We're talking about labeled. There's a frickin' damn term. There's a term for a taxpayer. And if I am not in that term definition, I am not. It's not being labeled. See that nice little word right there? Isn't that just slicker than grease? Oh, yeah. Well, let's see here. Let me go over and see here. Let me find the thing here. What is a taxpayer? This is a term definition in 7701, A14. We're not making this stuff up. Easy to find. Let's see where it is here. Bring this up here. And let's put in 7701. And let's go to A14. Required to file. Okay. What is a taxpayer? I'll get to it here in a minute. Taxpayer. A person required to file. The taxpayer is defined. And here we go, let me go down just a little further down here and I'll get to the thing here. Taxpayer. The term taxpayer means any person. Okay, that's an essential element. Any person. Okay, who's a person? Who is going to be that person? Could be all sorts of things. Individuals, corporations, all sorts of things. There's about six or seven things under the definition of person. Subject to. We just went over that. There's about eight or nine things of that. Any internal revenue tax. Defined. There are five internal revenue taxes. So, do we have a problem here or what? If you don't determine, how can I be a taxpayer if we don't do any of these? Because any person is. I got to be an individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. That's 7701A1, person. Two, subject to. I got to be liable, subordinate, inferior, obedient to, governed, or affected by, provided that, provided, or answerable. And these are all essential elements. Each one of these essential elements, one of them has to be true. And the other essential element is any internal revenue tax. So is it subtitle A, subtitle B, subtitle C, subtitle D, subtitle E is a sine qua non. Each one of those three, there's one, has to be true. essential if I am determined to be a taxpayer subject to the power of inquisition. This is how they get the power of inquisition. This is what they used to do in the star chambers. You're going to answer. This is an inquisition when you go to books and records. Answer my damn questions. Well, can I ask you questions? I'm not here to answer. You're here to answer my questions. And if I don't like what you do, I do a affidavit, a 28 U.S.C. 1746 evidence under the Inquisition, and you're guilty because I said so. I'm making this stuff up. And then the courts, like in John Thornton's case, it said that is a not beyond a reasonable clear and convincing evidence. In the civil side. Now, wait a minute. We went from an inquisition to an adversarial. One person said it in the inquisitional side. And we entered, this is in the land of Oz, and somehow they entered back into the adversarial side, and that's clear and convincing evidence. You got to be kidding me. Of course, when it went up on appeal, nobody wants to talk about it. Shh, we don't talk about this stuff. We're not supposed to know these things. So this judge... It is important to note that the obligation does not arise out of being labeled a taxpayer. Instead, a person labeled a taxpayer is labeled a taxpayer when he is already obligated to pay taxes. Income taxes on taxable income. Already obligated. Well, they give out evidence that you have to be obligated. You're required to pay federal income taxes. They never proved that. Never even brought it up. They give us the information. You can't do a Minnesota income tax form 1, which, by the way, the guy that did the audit, Leach, didn't even know what a form M1. He wouldn't answer. I mean, they're just taught to lie. He didn't even know where the statute was for the gross income or the taxable income, which is adopted out of the IRS code. And he didn't know where either one of them was. And then he testified at the beginning, oh, yeah, I got all kinds of training in this. I got a corn cob stuffed up in my tuition. I'm an expert in this stuff. He didn't say expert, but I know. I understand this. I look up stuff. And he did an audit on taxable income. It doesn't even know where the statutes are, Minnesota or federal. I couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, I'm sitting there. When he did that, the judge very shortly then got around and had a short intermission on the schedule to go out and meet with Hauser, I'm sure, and then he come back and tried to figure out a way to fix it. The guy that did the audit doesn't even know where the statutes are. And he's supposed to be the expert? So anyway, when you're already obligated, well, how do you get already obligated? How does that happen? Let me find that. Would you like to guess whether they talked about it or not? No. Where is the already obligated? I got to find the thing here. I got to find the. Here it is. Minnesota statute 289A.35. They put that in a discovery. They put that in one of their inquisitorial Minnesota tax court cases. It's their stuff. And he doesn't even talk about it. What's it say? The commissioner may. Oh, I got a my there. I got a typo. May, M-A-Y. I got a left out an A. So I'm known for typos. May audit and adjust what? What's the object? Taxpayers' computation of federal taxable income. Subject commissioner. What can he do? He can audit or adjust. What's the object? Taxpayers' computation of federal taxable income. Taxpayers' computation does not say pro forma, which is what they use in his thing. It's a pro forma estimation. Really? Pro forma? There it is, right there. If that's the one that it says, then there's got to be. Which they, even this guy testified, line 49, well, you got to bring the taxable income from the Form 1040 over to the M1 taxable income. But does the Form 1040 exist? Nope. Rappert even goes one farther because he's been messing with the IRS, and they said, don't worry about it. We got nothing. Just put everything on hold because they haven't even made a determination of anything. This is letters from the IRS. And they didn't want to let that in. It finally got in, I guess, but couldn't make this stuff up. Literally. I was totally shocked of the absolute ignorance and total ability to tell lies. These people would really work well on Hillary, for Hillary. Lie after lie after lie after lie. None of it was established. This is a killer, this statute. Why is this statute not in? He makes the statement, well, there's already a pre-existing obligation. That's how he gets around it. That's the thing. They're already obligated to pay taxes. Instead, a person is labeled a taxpayer when they are already obligated to pay taxes. Well, guess what? The already obligated to pay taxes, and that whole thing hinges on your statute in your damn freaking state. And you don't even mention it? And they relied upon it in their discovery? They gave it to us? But we don't talk about it. Therefore, it probably never happened. I just could not believe. I'm still in shock. That's why I knew, and I know, and I've got to do the research on the bench trials. First of all, there's going to be a litigation against probably the weakest link is the one that said, I was a withholding agent. Really? Thank you. See, he makes a statement in here, too. It's about taxable income. By the way, there's only subtitle A is only mentioned one time. Subtitle C is not mentioned. He tried to get around it in a earlier one with a subtitle C, and he knew he couldn't. He just made a statement. Subtitle C turns into subtitle A. Really? So alcohol, firearms, and tobacco turns into subtitle A, or subtitle A turns into alcohol, firearms, and tobacco? So subtitle A goes to subtitle E? I don't know. Are you guys like, sheesh, do they really think we're that stupid? Yep. Have they been getting away with it for years? Yep. Unbelievable. So they don't want to talk about this. And see, I knew. That's why I said we had this case won. Because if you can talk the law and the facts and get one of these guys on the stand, they have no chance. Zero chance. That's like in Thornton's case. They wouldn't put Wagner on the stand. IRS. Oh, no, we'll do that. They don't want to put the IRS, they don't want to put these people on the stand because they're just useful zombies. They're compartmentalized idiots. In the transcript that was done in John Thornton's case in Minnesota. Go back in a minute.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net. and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And see, they use all these words like pro forma. He did a pro forma estimation. What's pro forma? It's as a matter of form. The phrase pro forma is an appealable decree or judgment. Usually means that the decision was rendered not on a conviction that it was right, but merely to facilitate further proceedings. Ain't that special? Supreme Court of the United States. 228 U.S. 645. 228 U.S. 645. Really? Well, that gives me all that sounds like really good evidence. Essential elements, not here. Essential facts, one time. Where are the essential facts to support the essential elements? Where's your ultimate facts? That was in the brief that I put out, or we put out. Oh, we'll talk about that. We're not going to talk about any of this stuff. See? They jump over these things, and they expect you to follow them. The minimum filing requirement for a single adult under 65. Oh, wait a minute, not person, not individual. Now we're up to a single adult. Was $9,000 for a tax year instead of taxable year. Approved tax year and taxable year. I've got those in the thing because they use those interchangeably, and had to put that in there because that's another one of the games they play. Now, they don't want to use taxable year because the taxable year and the withholding agent are two of the constitutional insertions into the Internal Revenue Code to nail them. They don't want to go there. They don't want to make it easy for you. That's fine. Understand it. But they talk about taxable income. Says here, Leash determined that defendant's taxable income was. So he made a determination. First of all, it's estimated. Now it's determined. And his testimony is, I don't know where that damn taxable income statute is in Title 26, Section 63. Now, well, I don't know that. I don't even know where it is in the Minnesota law. Did we adopt that? I don't know. But he made a determination of taxable income. And then they went to some web page to get a estimated expenses. Then it's the defendant's income tax obligation was. Now, how do we get to income tax obligation? Obligation means there's got to be something really going on here, right? Is this estimated? They made a determination of the federal taxable income or gross income. Right here. But defendant's income tax obligation, I'm sorry, $169 for the tax year. How do they get there from here? How do they go from estimation to an obligation? How does that work? They just made it up. They do a play on words. You got to be very careful. These guys are slimy, lying pieces of the most despicable garbage there is. This judge or whoever wrote this, I doubt if the judge wrote this. I doubt if he wrote the last one. My guess is somebody from either Minnesota, if they got somebody smart enough to really know what's going on, or somebody from D.C. put this thing together. This thing has got so many holes, they just jump over one thing after another, and they just make this stuff up. Never happened. And they want to rely on one of the things that they always want to, all these people, and you're never going to win by using Title 61 and Title 63 only. Back in a minute, let me tell you why. Come back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.